reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share his inheritance with me." And he replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbiter?" And then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have enough space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones, and I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but it is not rich in what matters to God." I've seen dozens of storage facilities spring up in my neighborhood the past few years. They range in size from large closets to a full garage. Many in my neighborhood are several stories high. I know that some apartments do not have enough storage space, and Superstorm Sandy required people to need them during the home repairs. But I wonder, as I watched people evacuated for the hurricanes, this came into a real focus. What do you bring in your bag or your car that you really need or can't be replaced? What do we really treasure? In a first world society that demands we keep updated, whose economy is built on planned obsolescence, the parable of the rich man speaks a lot to our excess that comforts. There are ads for junk removal from garages and homes. We throw away so much. What do we really need? Who we are is more than what we have or own. I remember stories from parish outreach where people came for a Thanksgiving basket and asked for certain foods because their neighbor or the senior down the hall needed or liked them. Many of those in poverty are quick to share. We see that from the camps in the Middle East to pockets of poverty in our cities and rural areas. What do we have in our possession that we really can do without? What do we have to share? Perhaps today's gospel challenges us to look at one closet, drawer, room, or space and see what could be a treasure for others. How can we share it with those in need?